In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The other day, well, a couple days ago, I was out running an errand, and I came across a church that had a very interesting saying out on their sign near the roadway. I know we often drive by these churches that often have these very witty and sometimes very true sayings on their signs. Now this one in particular, I think, had a somewhat true saying on its sign. And what was up there on this sign was this: we all have a responsibility to and before God. Now, I reflected on this for a good while after seeing this sign as I continued to drive, and I said, yes, there is some truth in this. We do have a responsibility to and before God, the one who created us, the one who sustains us, and the one who gave himself for us. We have a responsibility, yes, to love him with our whole hearts, to strive to draw near to him in every instance of our life, and to offer ourselves in return to him. And it is through this, when we work out our salvation with fear and trembling, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, does God give us his grace, which he willingly and he freely gives to those who seek after him. Now today, in the Holy Orthodox Church, we celebrate the Sunday of All Saints, the day in which the Church calls to remembrance of our Lord's fundamental calling to every generation, a calling that doesn't change, but it challenges the assumptions of every culture and every preference of every human being. A calling to work out our salvation with fear and trembling by participating fully in the holiness of God and to seek his kingdom, regardless the cost. And the Church gives us this day, this Sunday of All Saints, and gives us the examples of these countless number of men, women, and children who have done this very thing. When we look at these men and these women and these children who are not just dead Christians from the past, but are those who are very much alive in Christ, the reading from today's gospel should echo even more clearly in our mind when it says, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for not my name's sake, will receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. The history of God's people, from the suffering of the Hebrews and the Old Testament saints, and now to his one holy Catholic and apostolic church, has always included those who have endured torture, mocking, scourging, chains, imprisonment, ridicule, affliction, and being ill-treated. The first saints recognized by the Church were martyrs and confessors who accepted punishment instead of denying their Lord and Savior. Our patron, St. Peter, for example, was crucified because of his refusal to deny Christ a second time, yes. Or St. Stephen, who was stoned to death instead of denying Christ. Or St. Polycarp, who instead of denying Christ said, for 86 years I have been his servant, and he has done me no wrong. And how can I blaspheme my King who saved me? Now, whether it was at the hands of Roman emperors or Persian and Islamic empires, communist, fascist, or terrorist groups, Countless Christians throughout the ages have made and still do make the ultimate witness for our Lord. And according to His promise He gives us in today's gospel reading, He will acknowledge them before the Father because they have acknowledged Him. For us Orthodox, the saints are not dead figures of the past, as I said, but those who are very much alive in Christ. They are here, present with us right now, and are embers of the same body of Christ with us now. They are the white-robed martyrs around the throne of God who worship Him eternally now. And the church here on earth, we are not separated from that, but we are joined together with them in the worship and the adoration of God. It is because of this that we ask them for their intercessory prayers on our behalf and follow their example of holiness. This is what we commemorate today, this Sunday of All Saints, dearly beloved. We commemorate all those who have entered into holiness in such a great cloud of witness, as we just heard in our epistle reading today, calling each of us to remembrance on the hard realities of martyrdom and of persecution through which they bore witness. And it becomes immediately clear that the path to holiness is not one of self-exaltation or pride. In the Greek, a martyr is not one who necessarily lays down their life for Christ. But in the Greek, what it means is, it means to be a witness of Christ. The word martyr means to be a witness. One who acknowledges God before others, one who loves Him above all others, and one who takes up their cross and follows Him, proclaiming the truth of the faith against an enemy who is the hater of this truth. And today, He calls each of us, each one of us, to do the same, to be a martyr. Not necessarily in the sense of death, but to be a witness for Him, to be a model of the saints of His church, and to be faithful witnesses in our day and in our culture that has little interest in any principles of self-restraint of any kind. We live in a time where many worship at the altar of immediate gratification and self-indulgence in every area of life, and denying oneself is unfortunately a foreign concept to many. And most often see no higher standard in life other than fulfilling whatever desires it is they have at any particular time and moment. And the fact that these ways of thinking and living are celebrated as freedom and being true to ourselves and our culture makes this way of thinking even more dangerous. To be true to ourselves means to be responsible in our salvation, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, to seek repentance, to strive to become like the saints who are before us, to be holy, and to direct our desires to their ultimate fulfillment in God. The saints are icons of what it means to be true to ourselves and to truly be human. Now, we will probably never be called to lay down our lives in the name of Christ, but our paths to holiness are to be found throughout our daily struggles, to be faithful in small things that few will ever even notice or few will ever even celebrate. But the question is not whether we serve God through some great grand gesture or circumstance, but the question is, will God be pleased with something of the martyr in each of us? Of being responsible before God, of dying to ourselves, and our own selfish desires. Now, I can say that this isn't easy. It's not easy to do this. But when we remember the saints and what many of them endured and still do endure and their love for our Lord, we should have confident hope that the same Lord who sustained them will also sustain us in the small struggles that we endure each and every day. And unless we are faithful in these small things, my friends, I dare say that we will never be prepared should something large come our way. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfection of our faith, from the epistle reading today from St. Hebrews. It is through His love, His mercy, and grace that we may too share in the holiness that shines so brightly in all the saints, should we desire it. Through the prayers of all the saints, may the Lord our God have mercy on us and save us. Amen.